Catriona regarded him somewhat sadly, her form shimmering and spectral, and nodded.
Trust your reason, Greg, and your compassion. Keep a tight grip on them both in the days ahead.
She retreated into the shadows of enclosing foliage. You should wave to them. Greg was torn.
Are you really?
It's me, Greg. Only me. Now stand in the open, will you? Right where they can see ye.
Will I see you again?
Her face was composed, but there was anguish in her eyes.
I don't know, Greg. I just don't.
Look, they're nearly here. Wave! Go on!
Turning, he leaned out, waving both arms. A small vessel resembling a stubby, flattened delta was gliding past 100 metres away, the air beneath it rippling and twisting. As he yelled and gesticulated wildly, it banked in his direction. Slowing, it turned and side-slipped towards him, its blue and silver hull gleaming the light of dawn. A side hatch slid aside, while a thin-looking gangway extruded tongue-like beneath. Inside, a fair-haired man in familiar dark blue body armour raised a hand in greeting.
Mr. Cameron?
That's me, all right. I'm Lieutenant Berg. We're here on Major Carlson's recommendation to offer you passage to Darien. If you step on the footway, I'll guide you across.
He glanced round at Catriona, half hidden in the shadows, from which she blew him a kiss before he lifted one foot onto the gangway. Moments later, Greg was inside the shuttlecraft, forced to crouch by the cramped interior. He paused to gaze back, out at the leaf-shrouded branch platform, but Cat was gone.
Did you forget something, sir?
No, just wanted one last look.
The hatch slid shut, enclosing him in a small passenger compartment, its interior smoothly panelled in grey and pale mauve. Berg helped him into one of the couches and showed him how the webby strapping worked. This was Greg's first sight of a Tigran human, and he was both fascinated and reassured to see a certain normality in the man's demeanour. Once he was secure, the Tigran clambered into the right side command pilot couch. Another man occupied the left side one, prodding or rapid fingering a hollow console while muttering into a lip bead mic. The craft was already underway, going by the just discernible effects of inertia on his stomach.
Sit tight, Mr. Cameron, Berg said. We'll be back at our ship in no time.
Sounds good, aye.
So you're all Tigran soldiers, eh? And you've rebelled against your government, I hear.
A fair summary, sir, Berg said over his shoulder. Although the situation is a bit more complex in the detail, Commander Ash said that he'll brief you on the background soon as we're aboard the Starfire.
Greg nodded and sat back, trying to suppress his growing flight anxiety. He breathed in deep. It was an odd feeling, stepping from Sigrana's bio-organic surroundings into this high-tech vessel. The air was different, as were the textures, the sounds and the smells, and suddenly he was aware that he was in considerable need of a bath.
Well, not much in the way of showers and soap down on Neviester.
The journey to orbit took less than half an hour. Both Berg and the pilot wore shaded data goggles of some kind, but otherwise there were no displays showing exterior views.